It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the second week of trading for the month of April, and we actually brought in a mixed performance overall. Surprising, wheat led the charge. Corn came in a close second. Soybeans actually finished with a little bit of losses. We'll talk about the week's performance after this break.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, we wrapped up the second week of trading for April, and we brought some pretty good strength into the wheat market. Weather continues to be the main driving factor for wheat that helped push the market higher. Of course, slow planting progress up in the northern plains because of wintry weather and not wanting to break continues to slow spring wheat planting. That's somewhat supportive. But warm, dry conditions down in the southern plains and forecasts for extremely cold temperatures for last weekend added in a little bit of a push to the winter wheat contracts. In all, wheat continued to be the main driver. That spilled over to support the corn market, and corn has also seen some support from slower than expected planting progress. Right now, it's Corn Belt is seeing a little bit of a slow condition, slow planting because of wet conditions. Northern Plains is seeing slow planting because of the wintry weather, and that is a slowed down corn planting and been somewhat supportive. Soybeans are seeing a little bit of pressure. They actually finished lower for the week, mainly because of a little bit better than expected planting progress, expectations for more acres, and a little bit of tension between U.S. and China, mainly because of the war in Iran. Now, that's also adding in a little bit of push to the markets as well. As you know, we continue to see the Strait of Hormuz close. That had built up the idea that U.S. could see a little bit more wheat exports. Now that the port is supposed to be open, that pulled a little bit of premium out of the wheat market, but we still held good gains for the week. This week, this market's going to be watching what the crop progress report says, what happens with the war in Iran, but the big thing will be weather. For the last week, we saw Minneapolis wheat gain 41 to 43 cents, while Chicago was up 18 to 20 cents. Kansas City was up 45 to 46 cents. Over in the corn market, we were up 6 to 8 cents, while soybeans were down about 8 cents, new crop only down 1. Soybean meal was a bright spot, but it did end up finishing steady for the week. Soybean oil did see about a dollar gains. Over in the canola market, we saw $5 to $6 losses. Cattle struggled last week. Live cattle lost about $1.85, while feeder cattle were down about $2.80 in the front months, about $7 in the deferred contracts after hitting all-time new contract highs in both the cattle markets last week. Over in the lean hogs, that market finished down 9 days straight, finishing down about $2. Over in the crude oil, we lost about $12.75. Gold picked up $96. The dollar was down 0.6 cents, and the Dow Jones gained 1,500 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.